We are one of those families that enjoys putting up lights and decorations for Christmas. Well, actually, for the holiday season in general. This includes putting exterior lights out on the house, the deck, and sometimes part of the fence. A couple years ago, we experienced a problem that we had not experienced previously. It was our first year with the newer energy-efficient light bulbs, and shortly after hanging them, we discovered that squirrels were chewing them up. Not just one squirrel chewing through one wire in one spot, either. They chewed the wires into pieces and chewed some of the bulbs and sockets right out of the string. Like I said, this had never happened before. So why now? What changed? My theory was pretty straightforward. The squirrels thought the lights were acorns and were harvesting them to cache for the winter. The lights were actually sort of acorn-shaped with a crisscross pattern on them, but they were clear. Still, if the squirrels were convinced it was some kind of fruit or nut and wanted to cache them, it wasn't an outlandish thought. They spend all fall chewing through the branches of my oak tree to drop acorns, after all. So I spliced and taped up the wires whenever necessary and decided we would just need to replace them again the following season. Then I heard that our new Lights of the Northwoods display was having similar problems with cut wires. At first they blamed vandals, but then they came back and said some of it could have been squirrel activity. Again, not a real big surprise. First, the lights weren't there in the park, then they were everywhere. The squirrels may have thought it was a fresh food source and went to town wreaking havoc on the defenseless light display. Lights of the Northwoods continues even today to deal with senseless vandalism from humans and from squirrels. One potential explanation, at least for the squirrel damage, that I heard was the new insulating wire coatings are not made of straight plastic, but they're actually soybean-based, and the squirrels like the taste. This could be. Maybe my old Christmas lights were unpalatable, boring old plastic, but the new soft soybean-flavored wires are terrific. I can't say for sure. If this is the problem, then the solution would be to change the flavor, right? Quick search online recommends trying a couple of different ideas of things that don't taste very good, at least to squirrels, like pepper spray or that strong mint-flavored antiseptic mouthwash that was originally developed to clean floors. Of course, the problem there is every time it rains, you'd need to reapply that deterrent. I might suggest you try something that's petroleum-based and consequently would not wash off. I had someone tell me once that what works well on bird feeders is some Vicks VapoRub, which is petroleum-based and has strong ingredients like camphor, eucalyptus oil, and menthol, which are great for coughs but not tasty for squirrels. I was going to try it on some of my lights this year, but so far the squirrels seem more interested in picking up the acorns that have dropped and are still dropping from my oak tree, so maybe I'm okay. Actually, another possible explanation might be that the quick onset of snow changed their foraging behavior. If the ground was still uncovered, they might be more likely to keep harvesting and stashing food. A quick online search also turned up a new product, outdoor holiday lights that claim to have solved the problem of squirrel chewing. Their website says that the wire coating is flavored to discourage rodent chew. If this is true, a solution might be just around the corner as other companies consider addressing the issue in order to stay competitive. Until then, your options seem limited. Either change the taste of the lights or reduce the number of squirrels in your yard. Or don't put out lights, I guess. But what fun would that be? Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.